So I'm sitting here with the one and only Ethan Yanni, the new motivational speaker of our generation, apparently, with the social media that he has been posting lately. I got to say, the Snapchat stories, the Instagram posts, the whole nine yards. I got to say, I can't skip it fast enough.
What's going on, guys? Devin, I'm really excited for this opportunity. I appreciate you bringing me on.
Thank you. Yeah, it's no problem at all. I love having guests on. The only issue really with it is that it's not how I want it to be. So like, I want to have like a better computer, better mics, better setup. Like I want it like a section, like a side room or something set up just for the podcast. And right now you're sitting in a room I don't spend time in. And it's like, it's like I got like books over there. I got a bong in the corner. I got fucking Beatles records. I got this shit. I got fucking, you know who Jordan Peterson is or Walt Whitman or like, I got like my, this is like my space. People don't come into my space.
You know what? You got to make do with the resources that you got. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You've got a pretty good setup here.
I like although it. It's like organized.
Exactly.
Organized mess. I like
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So what is new with you, Ethan?
Where do I even start?
The beginning.
In the beginning. recently I just got a job at Hibbett Sports. Mm. Been working there for about a month and a half now.
Nice.
And I've been promoted to a team captain position, which is the equivalent of a shift supervisor.
Like
so that's nice.
Do you get like a pay raise with that?
Yeah, it's like a 70, 75 cent
pay
raise.
That's a lot of a pay raise.
You can't beat it. You know, at this point in time.
And plus, we're getting a pay raise at the end of January for like minimum wage, the $14.75.
Really? I did hear something about that.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's been cool. Just finished up some school work for the semester. So now I'm kind of just focusing on building myself up and my own personal brand. I've started to post a little bit more consistently on social media, trying to bring value to others, inspire people to do better for themselves.
You know, as soon as I saw you start sharing Gary V posts on your story, I'm like, all right.
You this know it was about to go down.
No, I'm like, this is 100% why he's posting so much. Because I dove into Gary Vee about like 3 years ago with the whole like, if you want to like start something or do something, you need to be consistent and post daily and the different social media apps and like really go out there. And then it's like every single time I see you post a motivational video, I'm like, what 12-minute fucking clip did he just watch? To where he's in this fucking mood where he's sitting in his car with the music turned down. He's like, hello, guys. I encourage each and every one of you. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, he watched a fucking video. Like,
absolutely.
He did something or he got motivated and then it fucking clicked and then the confidence happened. My favorite part about people like Gary V or fucking David Goggins or fucking Rogan or fucking anybody who
all
has a voice for the people is that they motivate you so much, not just to go out and do what you need to do, but to have the encouragement to go and do it. Because so many people are like scared and they're nervous about like what other people will think or do. But like, I honestly don't care at all because it's like, as long as I'm happy, that's all that matters. And as long as you're happy, that's what matters. And if what makes you happy is encouraging people, then that's all that matters.
And you know, that's sort of the realization that I came to is that for years now, I have wanted to spread my thoughts and share my voice with the world. And for the longest, that I would always just have this fear of rejection from
like,
other people's
like society,
opinions.
Like yeah. Friends or just strangers?
Yeah. Both even,
yeah.
Honestly. And one day I just woke up and I was just like, enough is enough. I need to actually start doing something instead of just always dreaming about it.
So what's your, do you have short-term goals and long-term goals with this whole, like, you woke up and you want to start doing shit? Like, do you have, like, I know, like, health is one thing. Like, I see you're always working out and this and that. But, like, do you have anything else besides, like, mental and physical health that you're striving for?
My biggest goal.
Not just for you, but for the people that you want to encourage.
My biggest goal is to wake up every day and to follow a routine that allows me to live what I would consider the perfect day.
Oh my God. You know what I love about that? I literally have not had one conversation with somebody where I always talk to like Nelson or Jonah or fucking Anthony or even like Chrissy, for instance. I always talk to them about like I'll ask them how their day's going. They're like, "Oh, my day's shit." I'm like, "Well, why?" They're like, "Oh, I didn't get enough sleep." I'm like, "Well, why didn't you get enough sleep?" They're like, "Oh, I stayed up till 3." I'm like, "Doing what?" They're like, "Oh, just watching TV." I'm like, "But if you would have just went to bed, today would have been just fine, right?" They're like, "Well,
Exactly.
you just don't get it. I just couldn't sleep, so I decided." No, I'm like, "You can sleep. Just turn off the TV. Put yourself in the scenario to where you can do the things you want to do." And the fact that people don't schedule the day that they want because they're just too lazy. The fact that you can wake up at any time you want, right? Like, okay, let's say you don't have like work, school, or like any, you don't have any responsibilities. You can transform the whole day to be anything you want. So if you start to like write things down and start to recognize and be like, if I wake up at 7, I'm gonna be fucking tired as shit. But if I wake up at like 7:45 and I eat my fucking breakfast and I have my large double double shot of vanilla and I do my workout by fucking 9 and I listen to my audiobook by 10:30, I'm at work by fucking 11. I get up at fucking 7. I make myself fucking dinner. I fucking do the hobbies I want to do while doing work, while doing this and
Absolutely.
that. And you need to have that structure to have a good day. And there's people who don't have structure who like wake up and they're like, "Ah, oh, whatever happens, happens today. Like whatever life throws me, I'll just throw them right back."
Exactly.
Those people, I feel like, don't have that good of a day.
And one of the posts that I actually made yesterday on my Snapchat was inspiration works sometimes, but dedication works all the time. And sometimes it's really about just waking up and just going and getting after it. Once you make that first step out of bed and you start to roll out and get going with your day,
Yeah.
it's like it creates a snowball effect.
I think the hardest part for that though is what people are getting after. I feel like people don't know what they want to do
They
or
don't know
how
where to
to,
start.
they don't know where to start or how to start it. So like me personally, I listen to too many audiobooks. I listen to too much like Goggins, Rogan, fucking, I can't even watch a Gary Vee video anymore because I already know what he's gonna say. So
And you
it's
know,
like,
I was very much in that same exact situation.
I'm sorry, I'm on my phone by girls on break right now. I don't want to seem rude.
No, not a problem. Like I said, I was very much in that same situation for years that I would try to quote unquote figure it all out before I began.
Yeah.
And one of the really biggest lessons that I've learned from all of that was just you're going to make mistakes along the way. It's
Yeah.
inevitable. So rather than trying to figure it all out, just getting started in your process is already going to set you leaps and bounds ahead of your
And
everybody else
I
out
gotta
there.
say, it's you don't need to like if someone's out there and they're like, "Oh, I want to do something," you shouldn't start with something like humongous. Like you shouldn't like wake up in the morning and be like,
It's baby
"Oh, I'm gonna
steps.
write a fucking book today." Like, no, figure out the title of the book. Like,
Yes.
figure out like the people, like who
Figure
are
out what you
like the
want to write
small
about.
thing. Yeah. You shouldn't just be like, "Oh, I'm gonna go buy a car." But no, you gotta go put in 150 hours and then save that money and then not spend it and then have like the self-control and have a savings account and like go through the
Exactly.
steps and like get the information you need. But the only way to do that is you actually follow those small steps. And so many people are like, "Oh, that's gonna be so fucking hard," because they see like the big picture. Like they see like, "Oh, I'd rather get on the elevator than take the 12 steps." There's no fucking elevator
Yes.
in life. You need to walk up those steps and go through the
100%.
motions to get that end goal. But so many people don't know how to do it. One, don't have the encouragement to do it, which you're helping them right now, which I fucking enjoy. And three, they just fucking scared.
Yes. Yes. Fear is the number one characteristic that holds people back from pursuing their goals and just true happiness in general.
What are your goals right now? Like, what are you going to school for? You have any like short term, middle term, long term goals?
Right now, I'm going to SUNY Fredonia. I'm going to be an adolescence education major.
Nice.
So I hope to one day eventually become a history teacher. Wherever that career path may lead, whether or not I stay in a high school classroom by the time that my career is over, is
Yeah,
to be
your
determined.
students could be listening to this right now. You could be sitting in class, like, all right, so like you're sitting in your little corner, with your little like mug or some shit, wearing all blue jeans, right? You're all blue jeaned out, little look. Fuck it. I can see you wearing like a fucking bow tie, and all your students are just legs staring all at you right now. Up yeah, yeah, on the desk. Yeah. And you're trying to keep a straight face like a Woofly. And then right now you're explaining who Woofly is to all your students because they have no idea who that fucking man was with his little death stare.
That man was our school dad, honestly.
He wrote in my yearbook that he wasn't going to miss me, but he enjoyed my time. So I want to go golfing with him soon so I can annoy the fuck out of him, but that's pretty much it. I don't know.
Now that's another thing. When you get older, do you just like all of a sudden just enjoy golf? Is that just a coming to the age sort of?
I think for me it was different because I'd never golfed before until like last year or this year. So I went to the driving range a few times and like I had fun with it. I was like sore and tired. I'm like, this is fun. Like just it was relaxing for me. It was like another outlet. You know how running or like working out was like an outlet for like build up stress or like this and that.
Absolutely. Well,
golf did that for me too. So, like, if I went to the range and I, like, okay, so, like, a good score is, like, fucking, like, 42 to, like, 53. That's, like, above average. That's, like, average score. And I would be, like, high 90s, like, with 8 holes. People get 90s on, like, 18 holes. I was doing 90s on 8 holes. I was doing bad. I was losing 12 balls a fucking hole. I was the shitty of the fucking shit. My friends are trying to give me fucking tips. They're trying to fucking help me. I'm like, I'm over here just hacking at the grass. I'm like, I'm having fun. I'm having fucking fun. I'm just fucking chipping away.
Just Happy Gilmore.
Ruining the fucking course, but I'm having fun doing it. And they're like, you should really just like try and maybe you'll enjoy it more. I'm like, no. Don't take the fun out of golf for me. Like, just because you do it this way and you're finding like the way you want to do it doesn't mean I want to do it that way.
Exactly. And I don't think that we should allow our perceptions of what we may think is perfect to get in the way of just enjoying the process and having fun while doing so.
Yeah, my one buddy from work wanted me to buy a pair of clubs. And I was like, no, I love my grandfather's clubs because they're from like the fucking 90s. Like they're fucking made out of steel. And my fucking friend's clothes are made out of, like, hybrid fucking, like, aluminum or some shit. I'm like, nah, I want the steel. Like, I want the fucking metal. They're like,
absolutely.
Well, you won't hit it as far. I'm like, well, the hole is right there. And, like, you can hit it past the hole if you want. But I know when I swing with this club, it won't, like, it'll get there. Like, it's doing the same job it's doing for you, but I'm not going to spend the $2,000, and I'm still going to have more fun than you are.
Exactly. And, you know, that's another thing, that what works for one person may not necessarily be the best option for somebody else.
Yeah.
It's about having the self-awareness to be able to figure out what's right for you and just going about your process like that.
It feels like you have like these quotes written on your hands. Like you just came fucking ready to like fly these quotes.
I'm ready to go, man. Absolutely.
Yes. I love the, I remember in middle school I would have like 50 post-it notes in my locker of fucking quotes of like fucking old poets, like dead people, fucking like philosophers and shit. I got a fucking quote right there. It says, treat each other as if we're treating ourselves living in another life, which I love that quote because it's like,
that's a great,
it's not like
quote.
Treating people like the way you want to be treated. You're treating people that like you're treating yourself. So it's like,
yes,
the way I talk to you is if I'm talking to me, and it like it helps the mind like, oh, treat people the way you want to be treated. Because then you start thinking like, well, how do I really want to be treated? It's not like people overthink.
And that's the
that
thing.
Quote, way
and
too
some
much.
People will believe that they don't deserve to be treated.
Yeah.
Properly.
I definitely think that. I definitely think that like me personally, like anytime I'm working out, I'm like, I didn't do enough. Like I would listen to my audiobook. I'm like, I didn't listen enough. I didn't work hard enough. I didn't do this hard enough. But it's just, so, I'm so hard on myself. But I love that because it's like, I'm just going to go that extra inch farther than anyone else. Just because I'm so hard on myself. But as long as I can enjoy the process, that's all I care about.
Exactly.
So just being like that little bit of negative towards yourself, being like, oh, I could have worked harder, I could have done this, I could have done that. I'd rather live a life that way than live a life where I'm like, do half-ass shit and be like, oh, I did so great today.
And you see, those are the lessons that you learn along the way that you cannot figure out.
No, you have
until
to.
Until you get started.
You have to deal with it. Like, you have to actually, 100%. Like, bring that emotion inwards and like accept it and realize it. Like a lot of people live life and they don't even realize what they're doing. And one thing that I've been listening to, which is I've been diving deep into like fucking philosophers' books and fucking Whitman and fucking Goggins and all this fucking poetry and shit. And I love the whole like thought of a person, this is my own words, right? So in my head, a person can live a whole life and not even do one thing they actually enjoy being themselves.
Yes.
So it's like at a certain age, like they see like their friends have like Vans. For instance, I love Vans. I didn't like Vans until I met Nelson. I did not know Vans until I fucking met Nelson Rosario. He's like, you should get a pair of black regular Vans, see how you like them. Since then, I bought several pairs. I love Vans. I only wear Vans and running shoes. You won't catch me wearing any other shoe. So I found that little niche. But if it wasn't for Nelson, I'd be wearing some fucking jacked up boots and I would be uncomfortable.
Yo, you know what? Shout out to Nelson Rosario, man, because he's the one that put me onto my first pair of Vans, too.
You're the only, you, Nelson, your mom is the only one I don't want to have sex with. Like, your mom is just like a nice woman. Like, Anthony's mom, I kissed her. I can't say anything else. Jonah's mom, no. I've never met your mother.
So,
lucky.
So what's going on with you smooching up on everybody's mothers?
I just find moms to be attractive for some fucking reason. It's like they're like mature, you know? Like they're just like, I feel like they can like teach me a lesson and teach me a lesson. You know what I mean? Like
Oh
two
my.
in one combo. I think between like the ages of like 28 and like 40, I'll go with. Like that's just like it. Because after I think after like 40, it's just like they're just cranky too much. Like they're just fucking, they're like midlife crisis is going in.
Like getting ready to head into the nursing home.
Well, yeah, like you know those
That's
movies where
not.
it's like the young stud, like young college kids, like what's up, mom, and just fucking goes at it. Yeah, there's just.
I don't think you find those videos
it's more like Reddit, but
Something like that.
Yeah, something
Something
like
like
that.
that.
But yeah, I actually was just texting Nelson about getting a credit card because I don't have a credit card, so I don't have no credit. So I have zero credit. So zero credit is better than no credit, but having no credit at all is worse than having good credit.
Now, that's something I've actually been interested in learning more about. I currently don't have any credit cards, but I've heard that, you know, credit is just so important for.
You can't do anything without credit. Like,
Yeah,
it's so
so
difficult.
what's the deal with that?
So you need to have a good credit score to get loans. So if you're going to buy a house and get a loan for the down payment, you need good credit. And if you don't have credit, then you would need someone else to sign off. So like if you don't have credit and you want to take a loan out, then I think then you would need a co-signer and then they would use their credit. So then if you can't pay, it would be up to the co-signers. It would be like they're responsible, I
Now, I
think.
heard about that.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it sounds right. It sounds like that would be true.
I think something along those lines is correct, because I was actually watching some videos by Chris Cohn. He's a real estate investor, and he was talking about how he made his first million by doing just that, that having that co-signer, the financial responsibility was put onto him, but yet he was going to do all the groundwork. This guy that co-signed with him was like a multi-millionaire or whatever, so he was obviously going to be able
Yeah,
to put up
you
that
just gotta
money.
know the people. You gotta like you
Right.
gotta know a guy. Like around here, I feel like there's no one really to know. If
And
I gotta be honest, like the Dunkirk Fredonia area, there's not really like a person where I'm like going out and be like, you know what? I need to get that guy's attention. I gotta talk to that guy. Like
your network is your net worth. You know, and being able to have connections with people in all different fields allows you to just expand upon your own horizons and allows you to build relationships with people and an audience that's a very diverse population because you're communicating and interacting with people that are just all these various walks of life.
I wanted to get into Twitter more, but I feel like since I barely have a following, I just don't care as much. Because I feel like Twitter is so like it's used for like networking and like talking to people and see what's trending and this and that. And I love like motivational shit. I love motivational shit. I listen to it all the fucking time. If I'm gonna work out, I'll listen to something. If I'm gonna do anything, I'll put on some like Duncan Trussell. I'll put on some fucking Rogan. I'll fucking listen to something to get me up and running where I'm like, I gotta
Absolutely.
fucking do something. But that only lasts for like an hour for me. Like as soon as I'm done listening to it, I'm only encouraged to do that one thing for like an hour, and then I'm like, all right, let me go do something else. So like the whole getting encouraged with that motivation and having like that video like a video or like a quote or something to encourage you.
There's only a given time frame that you have.
That's not a 24/7 thing. No one is
Absolutely
motivated
not.
24/7.
No,
No.
no.
No. It's never gonna fucking happen. So if you're out there being like, oh, I just don't feel motivated to do anything, no one fucking feels motivated to do anything. You need to go out there and find your motivation, listen to it, read about it, and fucking embrace it, and then use that time wisely.
Yesterday I woke up, I had not gone to bed until like 4:30 in the morning.
4:30 in the morning, but I'm in bed by like 9:45.
Listen, I was grinding on Rocket League.
I got a joint at like 9. I'm fucking snacking and listening to my tunes till like 9:45. I'm in bed all fucking cozied up. I'm fucking slumped.
You know, my man's a grown man living his manly routine, going to bed at a decent hour, waking up early in the morning.
I stay up really late is when I'm here. Because usually I'm at my girl's house, so it's like, she works at 7. So, like, my schedule is, like, 2 to 10 or 11 to 7. And then I'm up at 7. So, if I work at, like, today I work 2 to 10. I was up at 6:30 this morning. Like, I was up at 6:30. I got my coffee. I fucking worked out. I came home. I showered. I cleaned. I got everything ready for today. I fucking got more coffee. I put water in the fridge so it was cold for you in case you wanted a fucking bottle. Like, appreciate I did what you. I needed to do. But only reason I did all that is I scheduled my fucking day.
Straight up. And I think one of the most underestimated parts of having a successful day is to plan ahead and to plan the night before that you actually get up and go about those routines.
I feel like a lot of people think that you have to like write it down or like put it in your phone. I literally don't. I put bullet points. I'm a bullet point guy. I'm definitely not like, let me follow the schedule task to task.
It's literally just as simple as having a mental note.
Yeah.
These are the three things that I want to get done.
And just making sure
that you get those done. Absolutely.
Like for me, I have like drink more water. I fucking realized that I was drinking like a bottle of water like every like 4 days. Like I realized I was not hydrating and I got to eat all my food. I skip fucking breakfast all the time. I work out. I don't read books every day. I fucking do audiobooks. And with that study shit, that's my Whitman. That's my for Walt Whitman. Walt Whitman was a poet back in the day. And my new favorite quote of his is, be curious, not judgmental. So instead of me being like, oh, why is your fucking like jeans rolled up at the end? I can be like, that's cool. I wonder why he does that. And then ask Absolutely. You. So instead of being like negative right away, you're more curious. So it's like, it's a learning experience instead of a judgmental experience.
About having a more open mindset.
Yes.
To people that may have different
views or opinions on
exactly.
something.
Yeah. Exactly.
And if people use that for like everyday scenarios, like with everything, I think the world would just be a better place. But life's not like that. So it kind of fucking blows.
It does. It does. But like you said, you know, studying every day and, you know, getting into poetry and just self-improvement as a whole, I think having an education is much more than just simply taking college level classes or going about coursework for a trade or this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
It's more about your education as a person. And just being able to grow on all aspects of your life, whether it be health, whether it be self-awareness, yeah. whether it be your relationships, having knowledge in all of those areas and growing upon that really is just going to make you a happier person in the long run.
So I'm happy that you're going to Fred. I'm excited that you're like going out there to get a degree and you have like that big goal in mind. My goal was I withdrew from college the last semester or this current semester. I know finals are up soon or like this week or next week. I withdrew because I was bored as shit. All my classes were like, actually they're right here. Human bio, communication, reading history, border crossing, and a music class. And I'm like, all this fucking blows. I hate all of it. They were like the fucking regular like beginning classes. I didn't find anything fun. All my classes were online with a fucking video chat. I had 6 books I had to read and every single book was boring as shit and I didn't find it interesting. So I withdrew. There's no track season, so I didn't hurt there. So I don't want to learn online. I don't want someone telling me what I have to learn. I withdrew from the semester. I'm paying back the semester, which is $600 a month. And I'm listening to, I think, $3 a month on what I want to learn about. And one of them is like
out.
Philosophy, poetry, like all this other shit.
Shout out to you for being able to take that step, because a lot of people in that situation will stay stuck in their circumstances and not do anything about it.
Yeah, fuck that. I'd rather just...
Just settle.
Yeah, I'd rather just figure out what makes me happy and then go do that. Like, I care about, like, fucking mental health, like, old philosophy shit. I care... I read this fucking book the other day where it was telling me that fucking Christmas was, like, people taking shrooms back in the day where it was snowing and they would, like, build snowmans because it would represent, like, fucking Santa or some shit. And they were tripping on this fucking, like, edible shroom shit. And they saw all this stuff and wrote down stories. And you, like, word-to-word fucking advertisement. And then little by little, the fucking society and so, like, in this, the fucking world just turned it into this marketing tool to fucking get people to shop and for family time to spend together, right? And like all this shit. But you like the, you know, the whole burning bush and like people saw like Jesus or some shit. I don't know. I don't fucking go to church or like fucking do any of that. But you know, like the whole burning bush.
Okay.
The thing. Do you know the burning bush?
So
I think it was some fucking guy when like Jesus came back and then the burning bush.
Oh, okay.
And the burning bush was like he looked up and saw God or Jesus talking to him and they did like the commandments.
Gotcha.
So the guy, burning bush, commandments. What if that burning bush was some fucking nice, dank-ass fucking hemp, bro? Or some fucking weed? Or some fucking sativa? Or some fucking shrooms? Or some just something LSD, fucking Adderall, fucking anything, bro. Like, the fucking bush starts burning. This guy smells that shit, starts tripping balls, writes on a fucking stone. Do you think people didn't take fucking shrooms back then? When they didn't have, like, internet or a society or a fucking structure to the world, people were probably tripping all the fucking time. So why can't a guy smell a bush, trip balls right on a stone, and then thousands to millions of people just all of a sudden join this, like, religious cult of, like, Christianity, which I'm not going to, like, go into that because I have my own opinion on that. But one person can literally change the whole entire outlook of the world. And that's what I'm diving into right now, is like the other possibilities of what the world could actually be, because we're so used to like, I wake up, I check my phone, I see what's trending, I follow the trend to stay in the loop. I'd rather not be in the loop, get the notification, see what's going on, have my own opinion on that instead of just jumping right in and being like, oh, that's awesome.
To lead by your own example.
I'd rather lead by my own example, my own opinion, and instead of trying to get my opinion like forced upon me by an outside trend.
Exactly.
So like I wear like the same fucking pants and the same sweaters, the same jackets, the same shoes. Like I don't buy new clothes because I simply don't care. Like I bought this Beatles sweater because it was $15. If it was any more than $15,
you can't beat it.
I wasn't gonna fucking buy it. Like,
and
no.
You know, people tend to get wrapped up in this materialistic desire for everything under the sun. You know, that they want the latest clothes. They want the newest car.
I hate
they
when people
want
buy
the biggest
like,
houses.
I hate when people buy like $400 shoes. That pisses me off so much. Because like, I don't need $400 shoes. So I'm like, why the fuck does anyone else need $400 shoes? But then I also buy like the pop figures of like The Office and like Star Wars shit. And
right.
I have my own little thing. Like I have collectibles. I play fucking chess. Like I have fucking cameras and shit. Like I have my own little niche. Like I play fucking video games. So like in my mind, I should be more curious and less judgmental on those people because I collect my shit, so why can't they collect theirs? But in my head, I feel like they're only collecting it because it's $400 and they want to be seen as somebody that can afford it. Like, they want the status quo.
Right.
So in my head, I feel like they're doing it for the whole wrong reason. And but for me, I'm doing it because I enjoy it. Like, I like waking up and seeing my bong next to my painting of Dwight, next to my fucking pop figure of Michael Scott. Like,
and that's the thing. If that's something that you enjoy, then that's absolutely something that you should invest in. If you're just buying it to...
For a status?
Yeah. If we spend too much time thinking about the opinions of people that we don't even care about.
Yeah. Like, it's actually outrageous. Like, I literally will go to work and, like, just start talking to somebody and, like, ask their life story. Like how are your parents? What's your grandparents like? What's life like? Are you religious? Let's talk politics. Let's fucking, what's your favorite dish? Are you allergic to anything? Like, all this fucking shit. And these people are like, why are you asking all these fucking questions? Or they'll be like, they'll feel like they're getting closer to me. Like we're building a relationship. And I feel like for you, for instance, like, we didn't really hang out a lot in high school. Like, we just ran track together. We were like friends.
We were kind of friends of friends.
We were friends of friends, and we never like hanged out one-on-one. But me personally, I never hang out with people one-on-one. I absolutely am super antisocial. Like, I like sitting here. I like watching my fucking show or doing a podcast. This podcast was an experience for me to like get out there, have people come over, have me talk to them, and give people an outlet to voice their opinions and things they want to do. What I enjoy most about this whole podcast situation is that I have like maybe 900 listeners, maybe 900, depending on who's on and the thing I'm talking about. Carter DiAgostino, coworker of mine, I love having him on. He gets too high and mumbles when he talks. People don't like listening to that, okay? And he knows that, but he smokes a lot of weed, and that's okay. If he wants to mumble, he can mumble. I'm still going to give him that outlet. We're still going to have our little Saturday conversations, and I love it. I love every minute of it.
100%.
And I feel like as soon as someone finds that little hobby that encourages them to get out of their comfort zone, they're going to slowly see what the world, like, the world has so many possibilities. But if we stay in our little fucking rooms and don't, like, express and, like explore, we're never going to figure out the real enjoyments of life.
And that's just the thing. We're all entitled to live our lives the way that we choose to live them.
Yeah.
And by only staying within the four corners of our room and not venturing out and meeting new people and hearing their stories and their experiences, how can we expect to grow as individuals?
I don't think one person can beat another person without at least learning one thing from them.
At least, yeah, without at least taking something away from their story.
Yeah, either positive or negative, being like, oh, I want to be more like them, or like, oh, I know what not to do.
We're all human beings at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So therefore, no matter
some of us
how
might be
different
more
or similar
another,
our story.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I actually seen a TikTok. It was like, do you think God has a sense of humor? Well, just look at some of the people that he's made.
My favorite quote of for like a religious base is the Jesus quote, where it's like, it doesn't matter how nice of a person you are, they still kill Jesus. So it's
that
like
exactly
people 100%. Fucking worship like God and Jesus and Christianity, but they still killed him. Like, they still punished him, tortured him, killed him, even though he was this holy, amazing man.
And that's the thing.
You can be the best person in the world. The world doesn't care.
100%.
It's what you care about. It's what how you're feeling. Like what you do only matters if you're happy doing it.
Yes.
And if you're doing something to make other people happy, and if, like, if you think those other people being happy with you actually makes you happy, then you're fucking wrong.
You know, my biggest fear used to be, you know, either rejection of other people's opinions or, you know, just not being accepted by others. My biggest fear as of right now, because fear is inevitable. It's always going to exist in your life in one way or another. You've got to learn to embrace that and use that to your strengths and abilities.
Yeah.
My biggest fear at this point in time is the regret of I wish I should have.
Definitely. 100%.
When you're 85 to 90 years old and you're decrepit and sitting in a wheelchair.
I think I'm out at like 55. I think I'm like having a heart attack. Like, the amount of caffeine I eat and like fucking and like put in my body, I don't treat my body right. Like, this, like, you know, like, you like supposed to eat the food and like it's like gas for the engine. Da, da, mm-hmm. da. I eat right. shit. Like, I am the worst. Like, I'm not healthy at all. I just work out. I'm fucking anorexic. I'm skinny as shit, but I lift. I'm a fucking 150. Like, I don't weigh that, like, the actual health requirements for my height or my age. So I'm, like, actually really? Underweight because I don't eat enough. So it's, like, I burn too many calories and I don't put enough in. I don't drink enough water. But it's, like, I'm trying. But
and
it's
that's
hard.
All that
it's
matters.
Hard to get into those healthy habits. But it's the attempt
it
that matters. So
it
if
is.
I only live to 55, that's my own fault. That's my own fault.
You just have to make sure that at the end of that 55 years,
you did everything
75
you
years,
do, yeah.
that you can sit back and say, I did everything that I could have and wish that I
For yourself, though. Like, for you, for your family, for your loved ones, for the things you care about. Not for everybody else, but for the things you care about.
Yes.
Because if you die and you're like, oh, I wish I opened that door for that old lady when I was 12, I feel like a dick. And then you just fucking croak it. It's like, you're just like wasting your fucking energy. Like, I feel like there's things out there people care way too much about, which is definitely like other people's opinions and stuff like that. But no matter what, like today, I can be like, oh, I don't fucking care about anyone's opinion. That's a fucking lie. There's not one person in the world who doesn't care at least a fucking 0.01% about someone else's opinion. It's absolutely impossible for a human being to do something and be like, not have the one little tiny thought in the far back of their brain that's like, fuck, I wonder how other people think about this. I wonder how other people view me. I wonder how this and that.
Oh, 100%.
And then they just have to like push that back a little bit farther and then carry on doing what they need to do.
As much as I don't want to care about what other people think and I just want to voice my opinions and share my thoughts with the world, I still go and check how many likes I have on an Instagram post.
I check TikTok every fucking day of my life.
But you cannot let those thoughts that others have of you hold you back from achieving and striving towards the things that you want to pursue.
I'm telling you right now, that TikTok of my girlfriend that had 8.7 million views made me feel like nobody in the world fucking cared. I'm like, 8 million people have seen this video. Like fucking like 120 like Instagram pages like stole it. Like it was on fucking Facebook. It was on Twitter. It was on Instagram. It was on TikTok. It was on fucking Reddit. It was on fucking everything. And then everyone's like, oh my God, dude, you're trending. Your fucking girlfriend's trending. Bro, your TikTok's blowing up. And then I'm just sitting here like, cool. Like I'm waking up to like 250 notifications a day. Like I'm waking up to thousands of notifications, but I don't care. Because it's like, it doesn't change my day. Like,
it doesn't.
You literally are still waking up. You literally still have to go do the things you have to do. You still have to go to work. You still have to be healthy. You still have to eat. You still have to take your fluids. You still have to take your medicine. You still have to take care of your family and loved ones and this and that. Having fucking likes on a video showed me that doesn't matter at all. Because your life is still the 100%. Fucking same. It might open up opportunities so you can like live a different type of life.
You might be able to come in contact with people that you've never met before.
Yes.
But just like you said,
or become
you wake
an influencer
up and have the same daily routine as you did yesterday.
The day before I posted that video and the day after was the exact same day. Nothing changed in my life after that fucking video. Yes. People always come up to me like, dude, you should make more TikToks. I'm like, I make TikToks when I'm fucking bored. When I'm on break, when I have like a creative thought, but it's not something I want to fucking do every day. I don't want to fucking wake up in the morning and be like, I wonder what I'm going to post today. No, I'm not going to fucking do that. I'm going to wake up and be like, damn, I wonder if it's arm day or leg day. I wonder if I should wear fucking shorts or fucking pants to the gym. I wonder if I should wear my flat flower shoes or my running shoes because I don't know what fucking day I'm going
to
have.
Exactly. And you're entitled to view your life and have those decisions in your life.
Yeah. Because I just don't find, I find it fun to do and like it's entertaining. It's entertainment for the people, but it's like I have 50,300 followers on TikTok, and about like 600 people view a video if I post something. So it's like you might have something blow up if it's good enough, but just because I have 50,000 followers doesn't mean 50,000 people are gonna see my stuff.
Right.
Like at all. People don't fucking watch my shit. Half the time. I have funny videos that don't blow up, and half the shit that does blow up isn't even that funny. It's just like a good fucking song behind it, and it's like good fucking transitions and shit. Like the fact that people try so hard, like people wake up, like these fucking teenagers and shit, they wake up, they're like, oh, I'm gonna do the fucking renegade, I'm gonna fucking twerk, I'm gonna fucking wear my underwear and my bathing suit in every single video because I'm gonna get followers and likes and people are gonna like it. Like, what do you like? What do you enjoy doing? And if it's just shaking your ass for fucking TikTok, then you got to find another fucking career path. Because when you get to the age of like 23, 26, 30, and all of a sudden you have a fucking kid and you have coworkers and they're going to dive deep in your fucking name. I look up my name and I see TikToks. If I Google search my name and go to like images, my TikToks will show up. Like, Nelson's on there. My fucking coworkers are on there. Like, I'm fucking shirtless in one of them. I'm like, oh, that's not okay. Like, that's inappropriate. Like, I can't have that on there. I deleted the TikTok. It's still on there. I'm like, all right, cool. So, fuck. Like, shit. So people really have to start watching what they post. And so many, I feel like this is the generation of, like, I don't fucking care. But, like I can just post whatever I want. No one's going to bully me. It's, like, anti-bullying, anti-fucking everything.
We've been given
an outlet
such
for all that shit.
Yes. We're the only generation in history that has had the technological advances that we have.
Yeah.
So
I think we're blowing it. I think all these kids that are born in like fucking 2003, 2004, 5, 6, 7, all these fucking kids, and then even like young adults and shit, they're just shaking their fucking ass or like viewing their opinions on race and politics and all this stuff when TikTok was just an app to fucking make jokes and like do all this shit. And so many people are transitioning all these social media platforms to be the most serious, tight-knit democracy fucking views of their own opinion. It's like, oh, if you don't like my opinion, then you must be a fucking pedophile or some shit. Like, you must be this fucking piece of shit racist or something. Like, I keep seeing these TikToks of people being like, oh, white people don't have culture, white people don't have this, white people can't say this, white people can't do that, and then all the comments are like, oh, that's racist, or like, oh, this is that, or like people posting about Trump or Biden, and like, all this political stuff. I'm like, I go on TikTok to watch girls shake their asses. I don't want to fucking watch a fucking TikTok of this girl bashing on white people, or a white, like, I don't want to see, like, a colored woman bashing a white woman, or a white woman bashing a colored woman. Like, I don't want to see that on social media at all. It's just negative. It's all negative. Like, why would you even bash another person to begin with? Why would you even be mean to someone to begin with? Like,
exactly.
It's rude. And people don't care. They're like, oh, I can be rude, I can be mean, because I'm being honest. I'm being true. But it's like, it's fucked. It's fucked up. Like, why are you the person that has to do that? Like, why are you choosing? Why is this 13-year-old girl choosing to voice her opinions on politics when she hasn't even had a U.S. history class yet? Like, you don't even know.
And that's another thing. Before we voice our opinions, before we share our thoughts with the world, we need to do our research.
Yeah.
We need to be able to take the step back and hear what other people have to say. And consider those thoughts when we shape our own opinions about things.
You know, I think junior year of high school, I really wanted to start a podcast, but I was scared and nervous. And I was like, no one's going to be on it. I'm not going to have anyone over at my father's house. I didn't like my house there. It was ghetto. It was fucking just dirty. And I didn't like my situation. So I was like, I'm never going to do a podcast. I'm like, oh, I'll never do this. And then situation happens, life happens, and now I'm the person I am today. Like, the person you are today is not the person you're going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be the person in a month. In a year, you're going to be a whole different person. Like, people change over 100%. Time, either for the better or for the worse. But right now, I'm in a good place. I like who I am. I like who I'm becoming. But if I voice my opinion today, and I'm rude about it, and I'm mean, and I'm trying to, like, force other people's opinions to be mine, in a year from now, what if I'm a fucking different person? What if my opinion is completely different? I'm gonna look like a jackass. I'm gonna look stupid. I'm gonna look like a fucking hypocrite, because people think right now, today, the opinion they have is gonna be their opinion for the rest of their lives. And that's not true. That's not gonna happen.
No. And how could you possibly grow if you keep the same perspectives on every issue that you come across when you were 18, 19 years old versus yeah. when you're
you haven't 40, dealt 45 with any, years old. You haven't dealt with any life. You haven't dealt with hardships. You barely dealt with death. You haven't dealt with having to pay a bill, not having the money for it. You haven't dealt with fucking working overtime. You haven't dealt with working a 6-year a week. You haven't dealt with any of that stuff that is going to happen to you where you wake up happy and then the whole day is shit and it bashes you and it breaks you down and you want to sit in your car and fucking cry. But you need to get out of your car, go in your house, make dinner, and do the things you need to do to live a healthy, happy life. And it's going to get harder than your fucking little TikTok notifications. It's going to get so much harder than that. And that's the reality of it. Like, life fucking sucks.
It does sometimes. It does.
Yeah, but it really does. It doesn't suck if you schedule your day and you do the good habits you need to do and you make the schedule and you just put one foot in front of the other and just remember that there is a tomorrow. Okay, like tomorrow you can do better. You can restart the day. Every day restarts.
From yesterday on does not exist anymore. It is not even
unless you're a like a pedophile or a rapist, unless you killed somebody, unless you're in prison. This doesn't, if you're listening to this podcast that barely anyone listens to in prison, this does not apply to you. I apologize. If you're a normal, average, everyday Joe, yesterday and beyond does not matter. No. The only thing that matters, which is what you're saying, is tomorrow and the next day and the next.
This moment that we have right now, as we sit down and have this conversation on this podcast, is the only true moment in time that exists. So what you choose to
this is like a time paradox. What about the moment they're listening at right now? What if someone's listening to this in a week? They're gonna be like, so a week ago matters? What about today? We're fucking with these people. This is, if I was high listening to this right now, I'd be tripping balls. I'm like, wait, what day is it? What time is it? What time do they post this? It's 11:46, 12:14, 2020. Fuck! When does it matter? When does it start? I'd be tripping balls if I was smacked right now. Oh my gosh. Ah, fuck. God damn. I crack myself up sometimes. I can't. I'm such a philosopher when I smoke. I can't talk to anybody. I'm literally like looking at the stars. I'm like, I really hope I see an alien right now. Like, I really hope like something flies by, but it's really like a bug or something. And I go freak out to my friends. I'm like, dude, I saw this thing. They're like, shut the fuck up, your guy. I can't. We're getting so motivational right now on this podcast. What was your main goal coming on today? Because you knew I have an outlet for a voice, and I know you wanted to learn about podcasts because you want to start your own. So if you're gonna start your own podcast, how would the people like this? So you're gonna tell the people right now what they're gonna listen to if you start your own podcast. Like, what is it gonna be around? Because right now mine is just random banter with random people. There's no dates, there's no times, there's no schedule. Some people post every Wednesdays and Saturdays. I might post once a month, or I might post four times a month. It depends on how I'm feeling, so fuck everyone else. You listen when you listen. If you don't want to listen, you don't want to listen. Maybe if I had a better schedule and actually set times where people can come on, if I had my own place, I'd have a set schedule. Like, I'd post every Saturday. Like, every time I had a day off, I'd post a fucking podcast. But life's not like that for me right now, so I apologize. But for you, do you plan on having, like, a certain type of guest on, certain people on, guest speakers? You know, do you, like, solo work? Do you know what, like, the whole... Or are you just trying to, like, you're just, like, dipping your toes in the water right now?
You know, I
really hate you with that question.
To be completely honest with you, I don't have it completely figured out yet.
That's fine.
I would like to have guests on, starting off with, you know, just my friends from school or, you know, people that I know from the community.
That's what I did.
And eventually,
that's what like Rogan and people do.
100%. And then just eventually working it up to possibly having people come on that are experts in their
field
and getting their perspectives on certain topics or whatever.
What I love most about podcasts is like right now, like this setup, how we're talking, what we're talking about probably won't matter when I do a podcast like a year from now. So it's like a year from now, I could have like studio mics, headsets, or sitting at a table in like my apartment in like Ohio or some shit. Like, it could be a whole different setup and situation with different people, different ideas, different opinions. But like what, like Rogan, I love Rogan. I love listening to him. He has a soothing voice. His shit just fucking music to my fucking ears. But when he first did podcast, it was shit. It was just him smoking weed. He said this himself. It was just him smoking weed with his friend doing like you. It was like you live or some shit, like some weird ass website. And he would literally just smoke weed with his friends and talk shit. And right now he's having astronauts on, philosophers, doctors, fucking all these people, governors, politicians.
Like, all these experts.
It takes time. It took him years. Like, he used to be a bodyguard. He used to be a bouncer. He used to drive around a private detective, and now he's one of the most influenced people of the time.
And
he's trending every single day.
Every single day.
Every single day he's trending. And 10 years ago, he did not.
And you said he started off as a bodyguard, or even before then, as just an everyday person.
Everyday
in his bedroom,
yep,
with friends, yep, just like this.
Just like this.
And you know, we often sometimes have this false perception on our lives that
It's gonna
point
stay the
A
way it
to
is.
point B is just a straight line.
Yeah.
But that's not how life works. You see, we can't possibly connect the dots in our lives until we look back on it and say, oh, this happened, so then this happened, so then this happened, and so on and so
You
forth.
literally can never plan that far ahead. Like,
Never.
I'm definitely, so when Chrissy has one more semester left of college, and then we plan on moving. So I want to do like improv stand-up stuff. Like, I want to tell stories and jokes and stuff. Like, that's my main goal. Like, what I truly want to do, I feel like I'm 20. I want to like go on a stage. I want to tell jokes. I want to learn. I want to improve. I want to get like better talking wise, like forming sentences better, like all the whole shebang. But I want to like move somewhere where that can be possible. Like, there's places in Ohio, there's places in Buffalo, there's places like near New York, there's places literally, there's outlets everywhere for what I want to do. But right now, there's not an outlet nearby, like fucking Jamestown or some shit, but that's closed right now. So it's like, I want to move, get a job on my days off, on my free time, go do that passion, and hopefully, over time, it turns out to be a career path. Like, that's my main goal. But maybe that won't happen. Maybe I'll find a factory job. Maybe I'll make fucking 70K a year, fucking moving barrels, and maybe I'll just live a average life with good habits and I'm happy. But in the back of my head, I want to get on a stage. I want to tell shit jokes. I want to make people laugh, and I want to encourage people just to do what they really want to do.
And you know, whether or not that vision of yourself actually happens, if you go about every single day pursuing those dreams and desires,
That's long
you're
term, though.
going to get a lot farther and you're going to be much more satisfied with your circumstances than you would have been if you had rather just settled.
Yeah.
You already took the first step by getting out of college and getting out of a situation that you felt was not bettering yourself.
If I want to go back, I can always go back.
You can
Like, that's
always go
always a
back.
possibility. Like, literally, you can do anything you want
You're
to do.
19, right?
20.
20.
20.
You're 20 years old. You can mess up for the next 10 to 12 years of your life, still be 32, and have 70 years ahead of you in life.
Damn, you think I'm gonna live to be 100? Dude, I don't
People
even
are
take my
living
medicine.
in.
I don't take my Flintstone gummies. I don't take my gummies even. I'm
Yo,
not healthy.
shout out to Flintstone
Oh,
Vitamins,
fuck.
man.
Here, tell a good story. I want you to tell the audience a good track story, track and field story of your favorite fucking situation. I'm gonna go take a piss, and when I come back, I'm gonna tell a funny track story.
Track story. Okay, so this story is going to be about my junior year and the first time that I ever broke the 5-minute mile. When I had first gotten into running, I had wanted to only do it because of the strength and conditioning that it would give me to make the basketball team my sophomore year. Once I got into it, I realized that running was just much more than the training that I was going to get from it. It became a family. It became a sport that changed many aspects of my life and the perception that I had on pain endurance and goal achieving. When I started to run track during my sophomore year, I had gotten into the long distance events. I was running the 800, I was running the 4x8 relay, and I was also running the 1600. When I had gotten into the mile, everyone was talking about,
Fuck the mile.
you know,
The mile fucking sucks.
everyone was talking about the sub 5 mile.
Ooh.
Tons of people in track were running it, and I felt that if I was truly going to be quote unquote accepted in the track community, I had to be able to accomplish a goal that at that caliber.
Okay. So you like if you wanted society to accept you, you had to run under five.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
See, I feel like that's good encouragement right there. That's a only time where society is like pushing you to actually improve yourself.
Yes. And
Good encouragement.
I trained and trained and practiced, and every single time I would drop my time. I went from at the beginning of my sophomore year running a 6 minute and 12 second mile to eventually being able to run a 456 mile at counties. But over that period of time that I was training and working towards that goal, I realized something about goal setting that I had not previously realized. And that was that it became much more of an individual achievement and wanting that desire rather than trying to impress anybody else other than myself.
I like
Because
that.
I realized that there was going to be people out there running sub 430 miles.
There's people who run like 347s, like
Yes.
fucking outrageous, like fucking like 48 second fucking 400s for fucking four laps type shit. Like it's fucking outrageous.
And I never went into track, like I said previously, with the mindset that that was going to be my sport.
Yeah.
It ended up evolving into my sport because of the environment that I was put in and the lessons that I learned along the way.
I learned so many lessons running track. I loved it. It was, I only went to college really to fucking run. It was like Wolfley fucking told me I should just go to college, and I love jumping. And then I ended up PRing with like a 21 feet, like, I think like 4 inches or some shit. I never thought I would jump over 21 feet, and then I fucking did it, and I've never been happier. Like I literally, when I hit that milestone, like I wanted to hit 21 in high school. Like I hit. Kept hitting 20s in high school. I was definitely above average. Like, you knew me in high school. I was above average jumper. Like, I never really lost until we went to like those big ass fucking like 17 school fucking like sectional fucking meets. Like, I have a patch. Like, I fucking worked my ass off like in the summers with my training. I never really like, I always fucked around, but I fucked around while doing the work. So it's like people like with Angel Reyes, for instance, like he trained with me. Like, he really tried. But he never fucking listened to what I was actually saying. Like, I was talking about like form and this and that. He's like, I just gotta get faster. I'm like, no, it's technique. Okay, with running, let's say running for instance, you can run faster than anyone. But if your arms are hanging down by your fucking hips and you're flailing your fucking shoulders side to side and your knee fucking drive is shit, you're not gonna run that fast.
And that's why we need to be willing
To accept change
to accept change
and not be so fucking hard-headed.
and to accept criticism from
Yeah.
others.
Especially from someone that definitely hated everybody in high school. I was a very hard-headed ass. I feel like for me, I like being honest with people because I hate when people try to change who they are to be accepted by other people. Like early on in life, I'm like, I'm gonna be me. Like I'm gonna tell the truth, no matter how hard it's gonna like hurt someone's feelings. And I would want people to be honest with me. Like, if I'm being a dick, tell me I'm being a dick. If I'm not being nice enough, tell me I'm not being nice enough. Like, I want people to tell me that I'm not being a good human being because I would want, like, I want to tell them that. Like, if you're being like an asshat, I'm gonna tell you you're being an asshat. Like, because I want someone to tell me that if I'm being an asshat. Because like some people, like okay, like you can when people gain weight, for instance, like when your child's like one, when you have a kid, your kid's one, right? When your kid turns two or three, all these people are like, oh my God, he's getting so big, or like she's getting so big. But you don't really see that. Like if you're gaining weight, you don't see it
Right.
until someone tells you. You can gain 10 pounds right now, and you're not really gonna see it in quotes until someone's like, hey, you're gaining a few pounds here, Shelby. Like, come on now. It's the same thing with your actions. So until someone actually tells you that you're going down the wrong path, you're not really gonna realize it.
You know, it's so crazy that you bring up that topic because honesty is one of the most relieving and satisfying experiences that you can have, because when you can admit to who you are and what you're thinking, you allow, whether how difficult that may be, whether how hard it is to say those words or whether or not those thoughts that you have are even embraced by others, the one thing that you can truly embrace is that you remain true to who you genuinely are.
Yeah, and I that's why I hate so many people. That's why so many people annoy me. That's why I literally sit alone. Like, I'm either alone or with my girl, like, going to fucking 7-Eleven with, like, 4 to 5 people. Like, I don't really like going to parties. I don't like being around drunk people. I don't like being around people who can't have, like, a common sense thought. And for me, like, I'm honest for a good reason. It's because I just want people to be honest with themselves. And if they're not going to be honest with themselves, I'll be that fucking person for them. I find joy in it. To help somebody. You were literally, like yesterday, I don't know if you remember Rocky. Remember Rocky Schwartz? He used to work at McDonald's. He might have been hired after you left.
I believe he was.
Okay. So he was whining yesterday. Okay. He was making food with me on side one. I wanted him to go by himself on another side so another coworker can clean. He was whining. So I raised my voice. I yelled at him. I told him to go over to where I told him to go, because in life, while you're working, you don't have a fucking choice. He started whining more. He was rolling his eyes. He was being an asshat. So I told him, I said, you're going to get sent home and written up if you do one more thing like that. If you act like a child one more time, you're going to be punished like a child would be. And after work, he came up to me. He apologized. He realized he was being an asshat. But if no one's going to tell people that they're being jackasses and being rude and whining over something that doesn't matter because they're leaving in like an hour anyways. And like, they cry over the smallest things. And someone needs to tell them. Someone needs to fucking tell them.
The harsh reality is that the world does not care when you slip up or you fail.
No, the world still fucking turns.
The world is still going to continue to revolve.
Yep.
You need to be able to just deal with your mistakes, learn from those mistakes, learn from whatever you're coming from, and then be able to just get back up on the horse and keep on trying.
You ever ride a horse? I feel like it would hurt your balls. I think it's like, I was thinking about riding a motorcycle the other day. I saw this commercial for someone riding a motorcycle like across the country, and I'm like, there's no way, like, because like the engine's right under your fucking huevos. Like, it's right fucking there, right?
Your huevos.
Yeah. So it's like, isn't the engine of a motorcycle right underneath your legs?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Doesn't that fucking vibrate and, like, move and shit when you're riding it? So, like, how the fuck is someone gonna just have, like, a massage chair between their thighs for, like, 4 hours while riding across country? I feel like my balls would just be fucking quaking after that shit. I don't know how people do that shit. I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, I wonder how far I can get on a motorcycle before I just come. Like, I wonder how long it fucking takes. Like, I don't know how these grown men in the fucking leather do it. I don't know how they fucking do it, but that's a high thought right there. That's me being high as shit, giggling at night, being like, I wonder.
Nah, but I would definitely love to own a motorcycle at some point in time in my life.
I think I want a moped.
A moped.
I want to be able to, like, sit and, like, have my arms up and, like, be able to, like, swerve fast without, like, being scared. Like, I don't want, like, a machine that's going to be, like, too scary for me. Like, I don't want to be frightened riding it. I feel like if I crashed a moped, I would somewhat survive. But for a motorcycle, like, people would be fucking beheaded, fucking broken ribs.
Have you ever thought about getting in a trike?
A tricycle? Oh, no, the three-wheel
car. The three-wheeled motorcycles. Those are fucking
expensive. I'd rather have... You ever play GTA San Andreas? There was a mission.
Who hasn't?
There was a mission on there where they had to drive a pink moped across the map. And you had to, like, shoot people and kill people, but it didn't drive fast enough. And I remember thinking, I'm like, oh, I want one of those. Because imagine just, like, going to your buddy's house down the street and you just ride... With your little moped. I'd have, like, one of those, like, leather old football helmets and shit. I'm like, what's up, guys? Where can I park my ride? I'd have, like, hot rod on the side of it and shit. I'd put, like, flames on it. Like, I'd make it my own little thing.
Catch Devin riding dirty on his moped.
Yeah.
And his leather helmet.
I think I would get an all-white one and then put stickers on it from, like, other states. Yeah. Or a pink one, because pink is manly, and it bothers.
Pink is manly.
No offense to my grandparents that probably will never listen to this podcast, and if you do, I love you, and everything you do, I'm grateful for. But you guys are kind of racist sometimes. If I wear I have the pink rose shoes down there, and I have colorful clothes. I like flowers. I like the color pink. I like bright colors that like bring like joy and like just, you know, like just neutral colors. Not neutral. Like, you see the painting up there with that flower? Like, I like the flower. It's like bright. It's like it fucking... My girl painted that for me, like, the first day.
That is a nice painting.
Very nice. Good job, Chrissy. But I like bright colors. But if I ever wear pink around my grandparents, they're like, hey, do you like boys? Like, they're old. They're, like, 65. So it's like, if they see me wearing flowers, they're like, hey, Devin, you sure you still have a girlfriend? Like, they make fucking jokes and shit. But I like wearing that stuff because, one, I enjoy wearing it, and two, it fucks with people. So the fact that I can, like, you can literally make someone think a thought. The fact that I can, like, force someone to feel a certain way or think a certain way, you literally have control over their day.
The mind is so It's the butterfly powerful.
Effect. You can literally control the butterfly effect.
Yes.
That's crazy to me. I find so much joy in that. So many people don't realize that, like, one comment, one rude thing, or one nice thing, one door open, one question can change someone's whole entire day. I can ask you a question right now, and when you go to bed tomorrow night, you're still fucking thinking of that question. I might not know what the question is, but there's something out there, Ethan, that if I say it, you're going to be thinking about that, and it's going to change the way you live your life.
We think that our thoughts are creations that are made by us. But they're not. They're just...
What? What do you...
They... What? No, hold on. Our thoughts are molded by the environments that we are around and the things that we are exposed to.
Well, your personality, your personality is your personal reality.
Yes. Yes.
To simplify it for the people listening. Oh, fuck. We are an hour and 5 minutes in. How you feeling? You think we're going to wrap it up? You're confident in the podcast? Okay. So for the people who, probably like for the one or two people out of the trillions who are not listening, where can they find you? Where can they see you on social media?
You can follow me at all lowercase letters, ethan.yanny on Snapchat and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. He posts motivational stuff every day.
Be on the lookout for health and fashion tips. I'm actually currently working on a fall/holiday season lookbook that I'm trying to eventually...
What's a lookbook? Like a catalog?
A lookbook is basically 3 or 4 outfits that would go well during the holiday season.
Okay.
That
you wear to like events and shit?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
And
I think I've worn the same sweater to Christmas like 3 years in a row.
You know, everybody has that favorite Christmas sweater.
I think I need to switch it up.
Everybody has that favorite.
Yeah, because I don't grow. I don't like get bigger, so everything just still fits me from like high school.
From when you were like 12 years old in fifth grade.
Yeah, it just fucking works, yeah.
But yeah, be on the lookout for that. Go ahead and follow me on social media. And hope everybody out there has a good day.
Yeah, things are coming.
Things are coming.
I hope everyone has a blessed day today. Stay warm. You know, it's what is it? It's 79 degrees in here. It's fucking hot in my room. But there's snow outside for the first time in December in like a fucking century. So everyone shovel your fucking driveways. And if you're listening to this in the summer, I'm so sorry. Yesterday doesn't matter. Today matters. The 14th of 2020 matters. I don't know. But tomorrow is tomorrow.
Stay inspired. Get involved in your own life.
Yes. Period. Or watch a lot of Reddit porn, r/TikTok nudes is what I've been watching lately. So, yep, gonna end it on that. Everyone have a good day.